ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। When something has to be made firm, sometimes it is said three times. 1, 2, 3. To make something final, it is also said three times. Today we are going to talk about finishing the Ravana, Satan, negativity, or in spiritual language, devil, inner weaknesses, inner vices. In a story, one of the epic or scripture of India is called Ramayana, a story of Rama, but it's connected with Ravan. This is the spiritual language. Rama means God, the one who gives comfort, the one who is merciful, the one who is remover of sorrow, the embodiment of goodness, benevolence, is praised as Ram. A lot of comfort, great comfort in life, happiness in life. And opposite of this is Ravana, the one who makes you cry. God is truth. God is benevolent. God is beautiful. His praise is blissful. Not only just the one who is the embodiment of happiness, but blissful. There's no comparison against bliss. In language, in Hindi especially, when you say happiness, you have sorrow. In Hindi, dukh, sukh. You say peace, peacelessness. Contentment, discontentment. So there's always some opposite things. Happiness is that when you get the things, some fulfillment is there, achievement is there, material objects, worldly success is a great happiness. Even when we meet each other, we say, I'm happy to meet you. Happy greetings, we greet each other. But this happiness can come and go because it's connected with the material objects. But bliss is the property or the quality of the inner being of the soul. So as God is truth, living truth and bliss, because it is divine, godly quality. God's name is attributive name, virtuous name, the quality based on function, the action he performs, task he does. So in the same way when we say against Ravan compared to, then Ravan, the one who brings sorrow, puts you in prison, deceives you, makes you cry. So instead of comforter of happiness, comforter of heart, it is the one who causes sorrow, disturbs your happiness. In India, a celebration, this, in order to celebrate Ravan, it is also called, in fact, the festival is not called burning the Ravana. Festival is called Dashera. Because Ravana, this character in this Ramayana, is one of the character of the epic. The writer has written very beautifully in his language to express the inner weaknesses and virtues. And so, the language of the poet, the language of a scholar, is different. But the same language, when it is expressed by an artist, is not language, it becomes an image. So character becomes a picture. Writer of a story or a drama is expressing the character of the actor. And when artist is given the task to express, he makes the picture. And then a dramatist, if a performance of the drama, a film, then it becomes an action. It's not only a still picture, but in active actions are expressed. And so it becomes the world's image, character, expression, impression, everything becomes together. And so then it's called a drama. Then it's called a picture. And so picture means two things. Picture what you see when it is enacted. And picture means a picture on a material, on a piece of paper or canvas or on wall, or wherever an artist wants to paint. So here we want to see what is our inner picture, our character, which we want to finish. Burning, we are saying. Something. And people are celebrating this Dashera, which they burn an effigy of Raman or Satan. And for that, a lot of celebration beforehand. It's not the joy of just the day when it comes, but beforehand it's a great joy that something they are going to be free. And so preparation is with a great deal of celebration. For 9 days, the goddesses are worshipped. Goddesses are praised. The celebration takes place in a beautiful dance. And why 9? Numerology says that 9 is also a very important number. It's constant, but always progressing. If you plus 9, it makes 18. So 1 plus 8, again it is 9. 3 times 9, 27. 2, 7, 9. 4 times 9, 36. 3, 6, 9. And as many times you multiply it, it multiplies, number increases, but then when you place these two words, two this thing you make together, then it's 9. It's constant. So, goddesses are constant in their power. Their newness in their power, but it is a stability, it's not fluctuating. It's a progress with steady, with constant development. And so these 9 days, 9 goddesses which are worshipped, are connected with the inner powers. So now Raman is on the 10th day burnt. Effigy is burnt, Ramans, but inner Raman is not burnt. Only the puppet or the paper Raman is burnt. Because it is paper or whatever with some grass or whatever material it is prepared, it is burnt, but sorrow has not gone. And they consider it that this was a character who was ruling in an island. But in fact, this world itself is an island. It is all around is water. And so this is the story of unlimited. All human beings are suffering. And this person or character has been depicted with 10 heads. Which was called Ravana. Can there be a person with 10 heads? One body? It would be really not so easy life for this character, if it was a real character. Sleeping, talking. So when one mouth is talking, his other is watching, what is the other mouth is saying? Or it was 10 mouths were there, or only when one brain or one thinking was there? What would be? It's a secret of this character and yet causing so much pain and sorrow to everyone. So in fact, it's a symbolic language, metaphor. In spiritual language, the praise of power is always going to be, sometimes you say, 5 horsepower machine, 20 horsepower machine. Now that machine does not have in front of it 100 or 1,000 horsepower, but what is the power of one horse? That is, if it is 100 horses were put there together to do the task, this machine is able to do that. So in the same way, it is a language. When we speak about the divinity, when we speak about the spirituality, then we also speak about the transformation, purification. Simile, metaphor we use. So here we are speaking about 10 different kind of characteristics which has caused so much suffering in the world. It's not head, it's a different kind of ideas, characters, opinions, weaknesses, vices. And it is in every family path, male and female, mind and matter. Now it is influenced by these 5 vices, but at the same time, 5 weaknesses. And this is called 10 heads. 10 kind of thinking, understanding, expression, experience through the negative forces. And so when Ravan is depicted with 10 heads, it means these heads symbolizing lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, jealousy, hatred, enmity, means deep deception, corruption, deception, laziness, the subtle weaknesses in human nature, which looks, it's only like personal thing. Jealousy is first beginning in you. It's connected with other, but this is, the vices are forceful. So it is called Ravan with 10 heads, subtle weaknesses, defects inside, or the powerful, forceful vices which are causing the problem within our own selves as well as others. And in order to conquer these vices, these weaknesses, you need three powers. Mainly, and all other powers including with that, which is also known as goddesses. And they sing the praise of these goddesses, Mahalakshmi, means great Lakshmi, Saraswati, goddess of wisdom, fire, Jwala Devi, the one who is very powerful form of fire, Durga, destroyer of weaknesses and vices, the benevolent goddess, Rudrani, the one who was the creation of Rudra, of Shiva, Bhavani, Amba, Kali, the different names are there, Shitala, Santoshi, means different qualities are there. But for burning this Ravan for 9 days, there is the practice of invoking, worshipping, expressing the love, deep love for these, and enjoying, the celebrating with dance, worship as well, of three goddesses. Three powers, you can say, which are depicted in the form of goddesses. And this one of the power is the power of wisdom. Goddess, divine intellect, pure intellect, clean intellect, godly intellect, which was, she was daughter of Brahma, Saraswati, wisdom. So there is a difference between being a clever person or being a wise person. Clever can deceive others. Clever can impress others that he or she has finished something. But wise person brings solution, protects the self against the negativity, and also supports others to be free from negativity. So it's the power, which is the real power, the real strength. So what we need is to know which is this power. In the scriptures connected with finishing the devils, is there interesting story that there was the kingdom of Vishnu, that is also unity, that is also harmony. And when Vishnu is depicted, it's also depicted with four arms but one head. And it's a family part. When they speak of Lakshmi Vishnu, it means a combined form of family part of Lakshmi and Narayan. Or harmony between mind and matter. the soul and body, nature as well as the one who is expressing and experiencing it through nature. So Vishnu, Lakshmi and Narayan, the embodiment of spirituality. Vishnu means spirituality, purity, divinity, royalty and dignity. Spirituality, purity, divinity, royalty and dignity. There was like the emperor. He was the emperor of the world. This world was called paradise. When he was ruling, it was called the age of truth. He is also called an extraordinary human being, the embodiment of truth, Sat Narayan, true human being with the power, ruling with the power of truth. And so he ruled this world, was the emperor. It's also connected with another name is given, that it was the king of rain, like the rainbow. In his kingdom was all these seven colors, where everything was available, all comforts were available, all kind of spirituality and happiness was available for everyone. And then he went to sleep. And as he was sleeping, some rubbish entered his ears, and from that rubbish, two devils emerged. And these devils were lust and anger. It was called, the name is Mahishi, or the name, it is also in Madhu, the meaning, very sweet, sweetness, attachment. Shumban and Katak, it's also the one who causes a great deal of sorrow to others, or destroys the inner beauty or inner purity. In Sanskrit, these names are there. So, and it is also, there was a devil from that, and that, these devil emerged through the, what is evil from the ear that had gone. So when we now, the meaning is, here we were human beings, were perfect, divine, with all the qualities, with harmony, perfection, perfect action in our life. Perfection means free from inner defects and beyond the outer effects. But then when we are awake, we are active. Our actions are perfect action. We are all virtuous, completely viceless, double non-violent, 16 celestial degrees complete like full moon, to the maximum capacity there is coolness, there is brightness. And that time is called the day of Brahma. That was the day of the divine beings, when there was no darkness at all. There was no ignorance at all. And then the night, Copper Age and Iron Age, is called the night of Brahma, where we go into the sleep of ignorance. And when we become ignorant, we wanted to learn things, and here human beings begin to speak whatever their opinion is. The Golden Age and Silver Age was actually the establishment. Paradise was established with following the directions of the Supreme Soul. Other day Baba spoke in the Murli, heaven is established by following Shri Math, the elevated direction. And Math means wisdom. Math means divine intellect. Math means opinion. And so God's divine wisdom, opinion, those who followed, they came into the world of paradise and they were awakened. they had conquered the sleep of ignorance. And as we come into the cycle of time, then we become body conscious. We become so interested in hearing the stories of people, different opinions, different ideas, different scriptures, different religions, so many different branches and sub-branches of the kalpa tree begins to emerge, and the head becomes of different, like not one head, but 10 heads from all different directions. North, west, south, east, everywhere this opinion coming from. And so head is full of different opinions. And that what is in your head, naturally, what comes out? It comes out from the mouth. So our 10 heads, 10 mouth of an opinion becomes, our own personality becomes not divine anymore. And then these devils, those who were emerged, they started causing problem to Brahma and Brahmins. Very interesting story in the scriptures, which is called Markanda Purana, and also a praise of goddess. There is one book, it is called Praise of Goddess Durga, the one who destroys negativities. And when these devils started causing a problem, millions and billions emerged from that. And one of the devil was such that one drop, when you cut his head, one drop falls, another 10 emerges. And that was called the seed of blood, blood seed. The name was Rakta Beej, the seed, blood seed. The name was bloody seed, in other words, the seed which always creates bloody acts. No? And so with all these devils, different names emerged. The devil who was full of the attraction and temptation towards the body, this is called Mahishasur, who on one side was very possessive of the bodily form, which is called lust, and also very thick intellect. So he adopted many different forms of a buffalo, of a lion, of ox or whatever, different kind of animals. So sometimes very powerful intellect, and sometimes very deceptive intellect, or it was a deceptive form. When all these devils started a lot of causing sorrow, deception, anger, vices, greed, temptation, jealousy. So these were given the different names in the form of devils. Female devils and male devils. Gentle energy and powerful energy of negativity. Incognito energy and very obvious energy. So they were called Asur. Sur means sweetness. Asur means bitterness. Divine and devil. And they caused so much sorrow, then this Brahma and these Brahmins went to Shiva. And they said, what can we do now? We are so much troubled by these billions and millions of negative forces. Then Parvati, Shiva and Parvati. So he directed Parvati, signaled Parvati. And that it means the companion of Shiva. Pure vritti. Far beyond consciousness. Not this worldly consciousness. Not this worldly body, bodily world. But far beyond. The energy that was far beyond the sun, moon and stars. With pure attitude. And from her, this pure energy, which was divine energy, godly energy, goddess energy, it was called, this was a Shiva's female Parvati. This, it is always called two form of motherly form and fatherly form. And what did emerge from that? A goddess emerged. She was called Ambika, or she was called Shiv Shakti, Devi, Shiva Devi. This divine energy, or Ambika, the mother emerged, and she, one word she spoke, whom, here I am, I exist. And this energy which said, I am here, I exist. With this existence, what happened? This, the head of the devil was burnt into fire. What does it mean? Now, if this world, a human world, is suffering with weaknesses and vices, you can call it any name. Corruption, jealousy, ego, hatred, deception, cleverness. And it is based on the personal motives or desires, selfish motive. Based on the bodily desires and worldly desires. So these vices, those who are causing harm, then here this one energy realized, emerged, became aware, all this what is body and bodily existence is not me, I am something else. That all these devils were burnt into ashes when this energy emerged, I am, I exist. So what was this knowledge of purity? Is realization of my true self. I am a pure being. I have come from far beyond the region which has complete perfect purity, silence. This power. And so she was called Shiv Shakti, the benevolent Shakti, Ambika, the mother Shakti. And these goddesses, then now, the artist has put this Shakti into a form of a female. But in fact, it is the soul which has this powerful energy in a very gentle realization. I am. A pure and peaceful soul. I am. Who am I? So when people start speaking about hum so, so hum. I was that. I am that with I am that I am. I am that, that I am. We started repeating the mantras. Gurus started giving this mantras. We started repeating these words. But we did not realize that this is the power that we need to bring in ourselves. And so this power of self-realization. So what is the power to burn the vices and weaknesses? Self-realization. Who am I? An eternal being, a pure being, creation of the benevolent being. So the power of the creator is in the creation. And then but then its battle continued for a long time. It was not that it was many, many devils emerging, because when one weak thought emerges, it creates many thoughts. For example, one doubt you have in self. this one doubt after another doubt, another after another, another, another. So it is just like one drop that is put. This one drop will create another devil. Another dollop devil will create another devil. So it is. This is when any kind of ignorance and doubt comes in. It fights with the faith. Faith is the power. Faith brings victory. What Baba says? Faithful intellect become victorious. Nishche buddhi vijayanti. Means who become victorious? Those who have faith. So in order to faith have in myself, I am a soul. I believe. Do I believe that I am a soul? I know I am a soul. And I know that yes, I the soul am child of God. Do I believe really the power of God is my birthright? It is an inherent personality in me. So on one side, I am seeing myself a soul. But then I am being a human body, inhuman body, a bodily being. Not being a soul, seeing myself a body and seeing others also a bodily being. So what is happening? Now this, what is called ignorance, this darkness, this sleep, unawareness is bringing more, creating more and more devils or harmful energy in us. So important aspect is to practice, to believe, to express, to exercise, I am a pure and peaceful soul. So not only I am thinking it, because thinking become powerful only when understanding is there and when belief is there. Belief, faith. If I don't believe, I don't have faith, I would not be able to experience my power. And so faith in myself, faith in the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Father, that I'm child of the Almighty Authority. And he's knowledgeful, blissful, peaceful, loveful, powerful. And these five, knowledge, purity, peace, love, bliss, this all these qualities, knowledge, purity, peace, love and happiness or bliss, these are also known as five faces of Shiva. Just like Ravana is called 10 heads, Shiva is called Panchanan, means five face. Because it is the power through which that our personality becomes divine. Personality becomes reality of this quality that we have. And then not only I'm thinking, not only that I am believing, what I believe, that should be in action. And so it means that I perform elevated actions, so I bring confidence in myself. I need courage to put this truth in action. So this action is called as Shakti. When it is put in action, it's called Shakti, and so then the Shaktis, goddesses, the one who destroys negativity, Durga, has been shown with 8 arms. Not 4 arms. Vishnu has been shown with 4 arms. It's harmony. But then, when harmony was destroyed, when happiness was finished, When purity was changed into impurity, when love changed into hate, love became attachment. So then extra power is needed, double power is needed. And so Durga has been shown with 8 arms. And in 8 arms, one of the weapon is Swadarshan Chakra, the first weapon. And in that Swadarshan Chakra, the artist has painted Om in it. The scripture writer, the one who gives the wisdom, the knowledge, the Supreme Soul gives the knowledge that you are a soul and realize what you were in a reality, what was your original strength. If you have lost it and you want to repair, you want to make it working, if not better, at least as it was before. So I was that divine being. So hum so, I was that, a perfect being, a divine being, an elevated being. This realization. And through coming through the cycle, now I have lost these qualities, and I myself have changed my attitude by coming into body consciousness, by hearing the bad things, by seeing wrong things, by speaking wrong things. And this is why then they have shown the goddesses and devils emerging either through the air coming out from the mouth or the light coming out from the eyes. It's very interesting way how the goddesses and devils are born. They don't have their parents. There is no goddess shown, Shakti shown, as a born as a baby and then growing up with her parents. It's always emerging, either coming up from up above or emerging from the matter, from earth, emerging from somewhere, magic-like. And so it is just like once again invoking that energy. When light comes, darkness gets dispelled. Light never fights with the darkness. And when the soul realizes, I am a living light, I am light of truth, I am light of purity, I am light of peace, I am light of benevolence, I am light of bliss, automatically this negativity, which is darkness, without fight, goes away. And that is what is means power, means transformation. Power means purification. If it's a powerful soap we have, the clothes, dirty clothes become clean. The soap does not fight with the dirt, but has an effect on the dirt, and then dirt has to be thrown away. More soap is needed, more water is needed. So it's a quality which is actually destroying the something which is non-quality. In the same way, these vices are destroyed, burnt, finished with bringing the divine qualities in this. And so I am a spiritual being, I am a spirit, a living being, spirituality becoming a reality with the faith. Then it brings divinity in it. So then I can share with others. It can create the atmosphere through action. So this is spirituality. When it's reality, it is purity, only then it becomes divinity. If it is not pure, it cannot give the power to others. If the soap is there and soap is mixed with other material, if the oil is there and it is mixed with a cheap oil, when it is burning, it does not bring the light, it creates soot. In early days, you would have seen, people used to burn the lantern. When the oil is clean, the light is shining through the lamp, through the chimney, through this glass. And when this oil is mixed in it, still light is burning, It is not giving light, it is giving soot. It being a black thing, it is not showing the path. It's not giving its character. Correct action are not being performed. And so purity is needed, free from any mixture of body conscious, of vices, of weaknesses, of desires, of temptations. And because they cause them sorrow, they don't allow us to become divine, good being. Desires do not allow you to become good person. It becomes a disease. It never makes you healthy. Desire makes you diseased, not healthy. And so it is, and then the aim makes you active. There's a difference between. Here is the aim to become perfect, aim to become divine. And so what is needed is, then I need the determination. Determination in both ways. I am child of the Supreme Being, the Supreme Soul. And I was that divinity, and I had to become divine person again. And for that, Baba has given us this deep tapasya, a powerful fire of yoga, to become the goddess of fire, to create this fire of love. So much love that with this energy that everything negativity is destroyed. But what we need is, for that, we need a matchstick of determination. We have a matchstick, but if we don't ignite it, if we don't strike it, it does not create fire. So we have the knowledge inside, but the knowledge does not strike. Baba speaks about it. Only sometime when some point hits really, we realize. And then we begin to work on that. So it is the power of soul conscious. It's power of God consciousness. This realization, and also the realization, I was that perfect being. I have to become perfect again. So it means I have to conquer vices, weaknesses, and defects as well. And for that, I need not only just wisdom, I need to be a Durga, the destroyer of negativity, conqueror of violence, double violence. Lust is violence, anger is violence. And so the Durga is shown riding a lion. It means being fearless, non-violent, fearless. Violence creates fear. And then, so this is again, it is again symbolic form. Just like Baba says, or in the Gita, lust is doorway to hell. Now if a picture is made, then hell and heaven is not a building. It's a state of human being. It's a state of the world. So in the same way we become conqueror of vices. Riding a lion means fearless. Conquering two types of violence, lust and anger. And then practicing silence. And that's why this form of Shankar, tapasvi form is there. Tapasvani. And that was the real form. There always, this Durga has a constant fire burning. So we need to keep this fire of love. It's not the other fire. To burn inner vices means the fire of love has to be burning, constantly burning. If anything comes, it's in, it is burnt. So that's why yoga tapasya is needed. So we need to be not only knowledgeable soul, we need to be yogi soul. And through yoga power, then inner energy which is increasing, godly energy, divine energy, Brahman energy, angelic energy, that purifies the world. And this is why these five forms of practice that Baba had given of soul conscious, pure energy of the seed form, so that the other negative seed which brings thousand devil again, which was called devil, called Rakta Bij, the blood seed, bloody seed. He'll become the divine, the benevolent incognoscy seed of the human world tree. So benevolent power then brings all the qualities in us. So connection with the supreme seed. And then from that, it was, who destroyed this, the seed? It was Kali. She opened her mouth and all these devils, when they're coming in, they were just burning, they were finishing. So it was wisdom. God then opens his mouth. He gives us knowledge. Then everything is burnt. So it means, with great love, we take this knowledge from Baba. We drink nectar. We speak out what Baba is speaking, the truth. We practice that truth. So this fire of love then purifies the souls, burns the Ravan. And along with that, it's not only Ravan, his two brothers are burnt. And that is, one picture is called Kumbhakarna, another his son is Meghnath. So all his family is burnt. Meghnath means ego. Speaking too much about it, doing nothing. Who made the Lakshman unconscious. And then Mahavir, Hanuman means conqueror of ego, had to bring the life-giving herb to make the Lakshman, the mind, awaken again. And so in order to awaken myself, I need to be conqueror of ego. And that I have to burn. And I also have to conquer my laziness, carelessness. When laziness and carelessness is burnt, then all three powers are giving us to burn Kumbhakarna of our ignorance, sleeping for a long time of carelessness. Then the one who causes sorrow to the self and others through ego. And so it is called that he was very, very well-versed character, but was burnt only how? Ravan could not burn it. It was, Rama could not finish him, and it was given him, use the arrow which was given by Brahma, Brahmastra. So arrow of knowledge, I use for myself with the power of yoga, then my inner Kumbhakarna, my inner ego, my inner desires of temptation, corruption or dependency, all get finished. And so this is what it is. Let me have total faith in myself, realization of my true self, and determination. Realization, faith, and determination, these three powers is based on wisdom that God is giving through Brahma, and practical practice in practical life of imbibing virtues in my everyday life, so that Saraswati is riding on a Hans, very gentle way. On one side a powerful lion form, other side very gentle form. And then when you become Lakshmi, you don't have any ornament or any weapons again at all. Lakshmi does not have spinning wheel, does not have mace, does not have Swadarshan Chakra, nothing. It's a balanced energy. Receive and give. Receive and give. Live like a lotus flower. And so this is what, when Rama is burnt, Lakshmi is worshipped, means we become the embodiment of virtues. And then there is no more trouble anymore. The world becomes again the world of comfort, which is called Ram Rajya, our kingdom of great comfort, of great happiness. Let us enjoy that power of silence and enjoy inner kingdom that Baba is establishing. Now is the time for meditation, and I put a full stop here. Thank you. Om Shanti.
उसको नहीं क्या होगी